Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
32693.
32693. Your first and last name, please.
It's Jamie Main.
Okay, you said 32693, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see your name here. Would it be in anyone else's name?
David Levels, maybe?
Nope. You're in Trenton, Florida, correct? I hate when this happens. Let's see here. 32693. Let's see. Let's see if we can find you in here.
I gotta be somewhere.
And go, give me that first and last name again, please.
Jamie Main.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay. Check those for Janie. Let's go check this one. Let's see.
It's for the Extempo. I don't know if that helps or not.
I think what it is well, it goes off of phone numbers. So if this is not the number you're calling from that's like on the order, it's just going to pull up anything instead of pulling up, you know, the exact company. So I'm going through some of the companies that are affiliated with, you know, the company that pulled up when you first called to see if maybe I could find you in, you know, one of theirs. So 32693. Let's see. Janie, no. Let's try.
They're making it hard for you to find me.
That's so, let's see. I think maybe we're going to try this one here.
Okay. Have you ever heard of pine cone art?
No, ma'am.
So I was at a flea market by our house, and they had some pine cone art. And what it is like, you cut the pine cone down to the very last, like, two lines, and then you pull, like, every other one out, and you paint it as a flower.
Oh, well, you know what? I have done that before. It was a long, long time ago. Well, yeah, with my children that are now grown. Oh, goodness, makes me think back. But, yes, I can recall them doing some things like that, some art projects. I can see it now.
Well, so it was pretty cute. I had to buy one.
Yeah, it is neat. It really is. Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
I said that takes time to do, so, you know, $20. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy that. She's all happy telling me about it. And it's just so sweet to see people happy about stuff they've done.
Okay, let's see here. So can you tell me what you're being billed for?
I got, what it was is they said I had a free gift or something, UPS or from something free I saw. And so it's like pick out one of your prizes or whatever you want. So I picked that Exo stuff, and here we are. Now it's so. Now I was reading on it later, and it said if I don't call, like cancel it, that they're going to start giving me like $100 and some a month. Well, no, I didn't know all that.
Okay, let's see here. I'm still trying to. There's three customers in your zip code.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it's only showing me three, and I'm like, no.
I guess the tracking number, I don't know if that helps.
Ma'am?
I have the tracking number for the package. I don't know if that helps.
Let's see here. No, there's not a spot for me to put a tracking number. Let's see. Purchase ID, customer ID. No. Let's check in fulfillment. Search fulfillment. Let's see.
What if I give you the address? Is that how?
I can attempt to put that in there. Let me go back here and. Can you spell your first name for me, please?
It's Jamie.
And your last name was?
Mainz, M-A-I-N-E-S.
You said Maine?
Mainz, M-A-I-N, like Nancy, E-S.
Okay, Mainz, okay.
Yes. Like the state that I'm in.
Okay. Let's see here. So we're going to type in your last name and see if we can see what's going on and get you found in here.
Let's do the package.
M-A-I-N-E-S. No, that brought up Rebecca in Kentucky.
No.
No. Let's see here. That's strange. Why?
No, no.
This is so strange. And I'm thinking it is, you placed this order today?
No, it's just like probably a week. A little over a week ago.
Okay. Let's see. There's a couple of more I want to try real quick to see if you're there. Let's see. M-A-I-N-E-S, correct?
M-A-I-N-E-S.
N-E-S, yeah, Mainz. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not in that one. Let's look here. We're going to see if we can find you. And what city and state are you in?
I'm in Florida.
Okay, you're in Florida. Okay. Let's see. No, that's not it. I thought that was it. So it's not in that one. It's not in that one. Let's check that one. Peak position. Quantum Mamba. Let's try that one. Just click. No, Not in that one. Let's see this one. Let's see. No. This is so weird.
No.
Because I see where you called in before and they weren't able to find you either. But you have a product.
I'm just trying to cancel it, you know, so I'm going to get charged.
Right. I mean, I understand. And I'm trying to find your account here so I can assist you, see what I can do. But I'm...
This does not make...
Okay, let's see. Maybe it's in here.
I think I'm in some secret room or something.
Something's going. Let's see. Diversified. Mains and check here, DC. Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize, but I have searched in every single company that I could see and searched your last name and zip code, and I don't have you anywhere. That is really strange to me.
That is weird.
Okay, wait a minute. I think, hold up. It better not been give it to me after all this looking. Let's see here. And can you give me that zip one more time, please, ma'am?
It's 32693.
32693. No, it didn't bring you up. I thought I had it, but nope. No, we only have 8 customers. And, yeah, you're not here anywhere.
But you can see that I've gotten product for, you know.
Well, yeah, by, you know, you explaining what, you know, what's going on. But it seems like it, yeah. But I'm not seeing anything on this end at all.
Well, I hope
did you get this number from your bank, maybe?
No, I went back to the place online where the site where I purchased or got it from, and there was a customer service number there.
Okay, so you say you have a keto product?
No. It's called Ekesto.
It's called what?
It's with a dash and then T-E-S-T-O.
Testosterone?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Let's see.
Can I give you the credit card number? Would that help?
I can try that. Let's see here. Okay, can you give me the first 6 digits of the card?
Yeah, hold on just a sec.
Yes, ma'am.
405-3-8-3.
Okay, and the last 4.
1904.
Let's see here. What comes up? No results found.
All right, no problem.
All right, well, I guess we're good.
Yeah, I don't have you here, ma'am. You know, if you see those charges, I would just stop them with your bank. I have no idea. Well, another thing I was asking you about was the product, whatever type of product you have, if you actually ever received anything, there is a customer support number on the label of that product.
Okay, I'll look on there and see if maybe the number's different, but thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am, you're quite welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.